Blog Talk Radio. So much for blessing us and thank you for helping us to recognize who you are. Thank you for quickening our hearts and thank you for the Holy Spirit redirecting us like a GPS. How blessed we are here. We are so lucky to have you, God, and we just thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much, God, for your Son, our Savior, our King. Thank you, God. We love you and appreciate you. Oh, what a beautiful Savior he is. What a beautiful Savior. Jesus. Jesus Christ. We love you. We're so grateful. Oh, you're so good. Thank you. Thank you right here and now. So many times we all have been in places where we hurt and we were in pain. We didn't know how we were going to get out of it. But you sent your son. And Jesus, the miracle maker, the miracle worker, our Savior, pulled us through, God. And we're just so grateful for you. We thank you. Thank you right here and now. Thank you right here and now. We love you. Oh, we love you. You're such a good God. And Father, we just ask that you continue to bless us right where we are. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins. We love you. Oh, just guys, I just ask that you just throw your hands up in the air right now and just thank God right here and now for everything that he's done for you. Just thank and recognize the power of God. Recognize that you would not be here right now if it wasn't for him. Acknowledge him. Love him. Give your heart to him because he loves you. He loves you so much. Praise you, Lord. We praise you here at Soul Light Records Radio. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to love you and to be loved by you. Oh, Jesus, wonderful Savior, we love you. The living Word, thank you. Thank you, God, thank you. Father, we ask that you just bless all the listeners where they are right now, Father. You know what they're going through, Father, and we just lean on you right now. We trust you in our situations, Father. It may not look so good, Father, but our faith is based on what you're going to do for us, Father. So we're trusting that you're going to make a way. We're trusting that you're going to make it better for us. We're trusting that you are who you say you are. We love you. We bow down to you. We are so grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sending your son. What an amazing Savior. So we will praise the name. Thank you. Come on, guys. Praise him with me. Sing the name of Jesus and praise the matchless name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Come on. Love you. God, you're so good. Thank you. What a beautiful song. How are you guys doing today? I hope you are well, and I pray that God is taking care of you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You know, today I want to talk about a couple of things with you, I just hope you have a moment. This is a very short show, what I call it, it's not a show, but it is a Solar Records radio show, but this is a moment where we just kind of talk about our Savior and talk about who we are. Who are you? Do you know who you are? Do you know where you came from? Where did you come from? Just think about that. A lot of us would say, I came from Wardell Potts Sr. and Vertel Potts, and I am Wardell Potts Jr. That's who I am. But, you know, that part is true. I mean, you really did, right? In the worldly sense, that's pretty much what it is. But as far as our Heavenly Father is concerned, where did you come from? Where did you come from? Who do you think? Who knows where we actually came from? We came from where? I'll read it to you because it's right here in the scripture. And it's 1 John 4:1. It says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them because," when I say overcome them, talking about the world, "and have overcome the world because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." So you come from God. Your spirit comes from God. And we came through our parents, just like Jesus came through Mary. We come through our parents. My wife's mother was told that she shouldn't have children because she have a disease and you know, and that it would be, you know, against her doctor's wishes for her too, you know, because she could die. It was not good for her to do this. Despite her doctor's wishes, she decided to have not just one child but two, and her firstborn happens to be my wife, which is a total blessing in my life. And not only is she my wife that the doctor said her mother shouldn't have, she's also a doctor for children with autism or just mental disease, but she specializes in autism. So the world can say one thing, right? But God has a whole nother plan. And so some of us are in situations right now where the world is telling us that you're not worth anything. Some of us may be locked up in prison. You screwed up. You made a big mistake, and now you're paying the price. God never said you wouldn't pay the price, but he did say he'll forgive you. And God can use you right where you are to be a blessing to your other inmates. But it's up to you to recognize who you are. And once you recognize who you are, then God could work with you, right? You need to know that I am a child of God. I belong to the Lord. Then he can use you for the kingdom of God if you're willing. If you're ready, willing, and able, he's just waiting. He's waiting on you. And you don't have to get yourself together. Don't think just because you're in jail that you have no value. You are valued, my pastor said today. So it's really up to us, right, to recognize who we are and where we are. There was this lady that came up to this pastor, and she goes, "Where are you from?" And he mentioned the city. And I'll just give you an example. I'm from North Philly. And then he said to her, "Where are you from?" And she goes, "Oh, I'm from such and such and such. Well, in South New Jersey." "Oh, that's right there, like 20 minutes away." And the pastor was thinking, "Yeah, that's, that is where my rivalry teams were." And so he says, "You know, basically, my condolences that you're from there," right? Because that was where he used to play football against the team over there all the time. And so he was just making a whirly joke about it, right? And then she looked at him. She says, why do you sound like you're not where you're from? Why do you talk like you come from someplace else? You don't sound like the person that's from North Philly." And he thought about it. He says, "You know, just because we're from the world, just because we are from this world, don't mean that we are of this world. I talk about Jesus because I am from God. That's where I'm from. I'm literally from God, and he is my savior. He is my protector. He is my God. He is my voice." And if we remember to let God be our voice, he's right there waiting for us to use the power that he has given to us to use on his behalf. But we have to recognize that we have it. We have to recognize who we are. We're children of God. We got this gift from him. We were created because of him. And we went through our parents. He used our parents as a vessel for us to be born. And now what we do with that, it's really on us. It's really on us. We can just sit back and not recognize the truth. But it's so wonderful to know that, man, oh man, my truth is that I am a child of God. I belong to the King of Kings. I am so blessed. And now I have to do my duty as a child of God. I got to get Solar Records Radio to become a Christian radio station so I can sit there and talk about the love of Christ without feeling I shouldn't say this, because before I was on another radio station that didn't want me to talk about Jesus. But now God has allowed me to have my own station, and now I can talk about God all day long if I want to, because that's who I am. I am his child, and that's where I come from. So that's why I don't sound like North Philly, because North Philly is a place that I just happened to grow up in. But where I came from is Jesus, from God. He created me. We love our parents. I love my mom probably more than any human being on this earth. See, I remember when my dad passed away. I didn't initially, I was going through the motions like everybody else that I knew that lost their parents. Like, oh man, my dad's gone, died. I remember when I was told, I was in shock. I didn't know how to, like, what? Because I never heard those words before. One of my parents dying. What are you talking about? It was hard for me to grasp. And then I just started going through the motion, and I had to, you know, cancel a few of my recording sessions. I was in the studio recording Atlantic Star and the Jets at the time. And so I needed to leave and go to Philadelphia, from California to Philadelphia. Got on the plane and flew out there. And I went out there earlier in the year, drove my Jeep out there, and I left my Jeep there because I was going to come back and visit my dad and make sure he was doing good from his surgery and everything. But it didn't work out that way. So I flew back there, and I got blessed by Kashif, a producer. He wanted to see me before I went to see my dad, before I went to the funeral, and he blessed me, and we had a very good conversation. And when I got to the funeral, I just was really frustrated. Because I didn't understand what was actually happening, because I never experienced this before. And so I just lost it. I lost it. I tried to take my father out of the casket. I never experienced that before. I didn't even know who I was. I just remember crying and looking at the deacons and asking them to help me to get my dad up. So it's a beautiful thing that God gave us, our parents. They are amazing. Like I said, we love them so much. See, I didn't know how much I loved my dad until he died. So he was never going to be there anymore. He's gone. Just gone. Like, what? What? Huh? My dad's been in my life all my life. And for him not to be there anymore was just real. But it took me probably 20 years to get over it. Because that was in 1988. So, thank you, parents, for loving us and taking care of us. Thank you. You guys are amazing. And we love you for that. But just like you and your mother and father and their mother and father, we all come from God. We are all children of God. So that's why, you know, for me, I don't want to talk like where I come from geographically. I want to talk like where I come from spiritually. The world does not hold enough value for me. I need to be loved by the creator of the world. That's my goal, is to chase his heart. So I pray that you recognize who you are. So when you're ever in a situation, you recognize that you are the child of God and he's got you. And I promise you, you will deal with the situation, look at the situation completely different. Your response will be different than you would as just a man or woman. You know, because our nature is to pull us down. Our nature is to do the wrong thing. Our nature is a mess. And that's why God had to come and save us from ourselves. So many times I say things that I regret immediately. I know it's wrong, but as it's coming out, I can feel it. No. You know, we'll be driving in the car and somebody will drive by and say something or do something crazy. And then I start responding and my wife is trying to grab me. No, don't say, what are you doing? And I go, you're right. I can't, I, you know, because our nature sometimes blinds us from recognizing who we really are. God is so good to me. And he's so good to you. And he loves you right where you are. You don't have to. You don't have to feel inadequate or insecure about your relationship with Christ, because it doesn't matter to him. He knew you were going to be right there. And he still loves you, just like you love your children when they're in a bad situation or if they did something wrong. Have you ever spanked your child and was crying on the inside at the same time? You're feeling bad, like, oh, my God, punishing my child. I mean, God knows we're going to get in trouble. He sees what we're doing. He knows. But it hurts him because we're his. Just like they're ours. All right. So anyway, the most important thing is for you to always remember who you are. Please remember who you are. And act accordingly. Remember who you are and act accordingly. All right? You belong to God. Period. So, I want to thank you guys for loving God enough to even listen to what he's put on my heart to share with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you guys. And, you know, I want you to make sure that you, when you're in a situation and you're trying to navigate, sometimes we respond so quickly and then we feel guilty. Like, wow, what was I thinking? Why did I do that? I just ask you to not lean on your understanding, like the first song that I played you. Lean not on your own understanding, but trust the creator of the universe who loves you and created you. All right, so I'm going to play some more music for you. I hope that's okay. And it's so good to in my heart to talk with you guys and to love you guys. And it's so good to love each other. It's so good. God is amazing. All right, so you guys ready to get back to some music here? Okay, before we do that, Let me pray. All right. Just bow your head for a second and pray with me. All right. Thank you so much. Father, we love you, God. We love you so much. And we thank you for loving us and caring enough about us that you would go back for that last sheep, for that one missing sheep. Thank you. You are so good, and we love you. Father, we just ask that you continue to bless us and guide us and teach us, show us and motivate us and give us the spirit of God, that the people will see it when they see us, they will hear it when they hear us, that they will know that you are all over us, Father. And that you are chasing them. We thank you, Father, for your spirit. Thank you for blessing us with amazing families. We are so blessed because of you. Thank you for giving us this life. Thank you so much for taking care of us when we couldn't take care of ourselves. Thank you for pulling us out of the darkness and into the light. Thank you for our churches. Thank you for our pastors. Thank you for the people that make the church a church. You are awesome. Father, I ask that you help my friends and listeners, wherever they are in the world, guide them and keep them safe and keep them close to you. And whatever their needs are, Father, that you fulfill them, that you just bless them. You bless them with your grace. Lord, you are worthy of our praise. We love you. Thank you for being the King of all kings. Thank you for being the Alpha and the Omega. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, how great you are. We thank you for everything. We love you. We thank you. It is well with my soul.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to have Dr. Gayla Massey come on, and she is going to share scripture with you guys. Gayla, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Go ahead. You can take over.
Okay. I just want to say that on this beautiful Sunday, it is well with my soul. That song just washes over you. And I want to read today scripture from Luke 12. And, you know, I want to kind of summarize something and then start with verse 32 and go all the way down through verse 40. But I do want to say that right before my reading, it really tells us that we're not supposed to seek to eat or to drink or to be worried, because all the nations of the world look for those things, especially, I think, in our times right now. But our Father knows that we need them, and instead, you need to seek His kingdom, and then those things will be added to you. It's hot here in Texas, and we are praying for rain, so we pray that God add those to us. Verse 32, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with the treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will be your heart also. Stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly I say to you, he will dress himself for service and have them recline at table, and he will come and serve them. If he comes in the second watch or in the third and finds them awake, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house to be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect." Wow. These verses that my dear husband had me read today really hits my soul, because our world's in a mess. And we don't know when Christ is going to return, but he did say there would be signs to give it a general idea. And those signs sure are reflected in our world today. So we all must be ready. We will not know the exact hour, but we need to be ready and to do all the things these verses tells us to do. So, darling.
Amen.
Honey.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right. That was awesome. Thank you. All right. All right, guys. So we are about to end the show. We have about 14 minutes left. And so I want you to, you know, just kind of meditate on the words that she read. What was the scripture again? 32 to 40. What book is that?
Oh, you're talking about Luke?
Yes.
Uh-huh, Luke 12, chapter 12.
What was the book?
It's Luke, honey.
Okay.
Luke, and it's chapter 12. And I summarized the verses that came before verse 32, because it tells us not to worry. And all the other verses tell us that, you know, we must be ready. We always must be ready for Christ to return.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you. Okay, so I want you guys to, like, meditate on that, and then, you know, and just think about God and how He's blessed you, and how excited He is to start a new relationship with the ones that never knew Him. Okay, so thank you again for tuning in, and we love you here at Solar Records Radio, and I just pray that He's worthy. I pray that you recognize that God is worthy, all right? You take care, and you take care. I love you guys. God bless.
Do you feel the world's broken? Do you feel the shadows deepen? Do you know that all the dark won't stop the light from getting through? Do you wish that you could see it all made new? You saw creation groaning. Glory of the Lord to be the light within our midst. Is it good that we remind ourselves of this? Is anyone worthy? Is anyone whole? Our God intends to dwell again where we're now. Is anyone able to break the seal and open the scroll? The Lion of Judah, who conquered the grave, he is David's root and the Lamb who died to ransom the slave. From every people and tribe, every nation and tongue, he has made us a kingdom and priests of God to reign with us. Is he worthy? Is he worthy of all blessing and honor and glory? Is he worthy? Together.